Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. We are back with Clive Lambert, who's director at Futures Tech. How are you today, Clive?
I'm very good, thank you, Zach. Long time no speaks.
Right, it feels like an eternity. Maybe it was just 2 weeks. I don't know.
Just 2 weeks, and we managed to survive without each other. Good news, eh?
Well, as I was suggesting to you just before we came on, the DAX blew the bears out, I think, didn't it, yesterday?
Yeah, it would appear that way. It actually broke a downtrend line, if we're looking at the chart, which is what we do. It broke a downtrend line when it gapped higher on Monday. Although Monday was a pretty quiet, muted session, it waited until yesterday to, as you say, really get going to the upside. What's interesting for me in the chart that I've sent to you today has got a big arrow on it, which is the goes back to the turn of the year. The very first thing that happened in 2016 on the DAX is we gapped lower on the 4th of January. And the gap resistance on that day was 10,693 on the futures, and that was yesterday's high, give or take the odd tick. So it was a gap-filling blast to the upside, if you like, and we are now at highs for the year and have retaken all the losses seen through the year.
It's interesting. You learn something new every day, actually. I mean, now I see it, but they needed you to point it out. Otherwise, I would have been living in ignorance on that, I think, probably. But are we looking for, like, an end-of-day close above the gap to give us a new leg to the upside?
Yeah, because obviously it could weigh, although I think a phrase I often hear when it's the middle of summer and the Olympics is on is never sell a quiet market. I'm sure you've heard that one before.
I haven't actually, but that's also very good good bit of knowledge for me as well. So.
Okay, so yes, we've still got this 10,700 level to worry about, but if we can see that off, then the next resistance of note is a 61.8% retracement level at 11,000 in the DAX, which is, and that's a really important area. 61.8 retraces in the DAX have a very close friendship over the years. I think that's not the right word, but you know what I mean. There's an affinity, often see some important price action around that.
Okay, let's move along to the next chart, which is Euro stocks. Been beaten down, but that's also even though it's underperforming the DAX, trying to come back as well.
Yeah, okay. Euro stocks is a lot weaker looking chart over in general. If we the gap actually on that chart from the start of the year's opening low is right up at 3,267. Now. Yesterday's high was 3,030, so there's a good 10%. We're still a good 10% away, 8-10% away from filling that that gap and emulating what the DAX has done. Yesterday's high, as I say, was 3,030. That was a failure at the 1st of August high, and then you've got other highs from just before Brexit, and then back in May and April and March. That form a really formidable band of resistance between 3050 and 3130. So this one is far from out of the woods according to the chart, and could underperform its German cousin, if you like. So, and the Euro Stoxx 50 is a very actively traded and well-watched index by the professional futures trading industry.
I think the only thing there with that chart is that since the beginning of the year, you've just got a series of inverted head and shoulders formations, which then failed at the neckline. So there's like two or three of them, maybe three of them in total. Even the current one is from like June, and you've got this sort of two inverted head and shoulders in one there. So it's like it wants to go up, but keeps getting smashed down at 3,100.
Yep, and the green line on the chart's the 200-day moving average, which, as you can see, the last time we got anywhere near that was early December last year, and it has been sitting above us ever since, and it is still above just above now. It's at 30.40. So we're close to seeing whether that's going to weigh again.
Okay.
There could be a trade there selling Euro stocks buying the DAX as a spread.
Okay, let's go to the next contender, which is the Dow. A bit weaker relatively, compared to the DAX, obviously. But you wouldn't really want to be betting against either, would you?
Again, don't sell a quiet market. But again, hasn't really done much for a couple of weeks now. You know, we saw weakness last week down to 18.170. I'm looking at the front month of the September futures here. Then we saw a decent recovery on the numbers on Friday. But this week started off as a pretty damp squib, really. We've posted two doji candles. Yesterday's high was shy of the high from, what was that high? The high from July the 20th. And it just seems to be struggling with the upside momentum for now.
Right. Okay. That's
so I wouldn't be worrying about it too much. You know, there's more interesting charts elsewhere, and that one just seems like it's just sort of lost its mojo for now, I think.
But giving people plenty of time to go short and then take it up to a new leg higher afterwards. Related to that, don't sell a quiet market, I think, situation,
yeah.
Probably.
And, you know, how long have we been living in this world where, you know, buying dips is the thing to do? And I don't think there's too much change to that right now for that particular market.
Okay, let's go on to Brent crude.
Yeah, Brent crude. Actually extended down to 41.50 while I was away, and that's probably deeper than I thought it would go, if I'm being completely honest. I had a level around $43 that I thought was, that if I had been around last week, I would have been saying, you know, we should hold around there. So it, and I think that may have sucked a few shorts in, and they're already running for the hills. But we do have a Fibonacci resistance at 45.80, and it is a level that sort of appeared on the chart in July for various reasons. So 45.80 for the current front month with its October Brent crude is a hurdle the bulls need to overcome. This is one of those times, and again, I think this has been a focus of recent discussions between myself and yourself on the show, is the sort of times when the charts are saying something very different from what the fundamental world is saying. I came back away from my break, and it seemed like the whole world was bearish of oil, and all it's done ever since is rally, and it's broken a short-term downtrend line. We've had a weak start to today, but if the dip gets bought today, and if we can then take out 45.80, I think we've got scope to 48.50 and $50 again, which I think bats against the fundamental view of this one, which seems very very skewed to the bearish side at the moment.
Right, and on to gold.
Yeah, well, gold's been kind. You know, I've been bullish of gold for good chunks of the year so far, and it's been a kind trade, if you like, on that basis. It's worked out very well. We recently saw a dip towards the end of July back to 1310, which I think at the time I cited as a key support level. It's holding that nicely. It took a bit of a hit on Friday on the payrolls numbers, but is already taking getting that back. And now I think we are set to retest 1370 to 1390, which is a big area of resistance. There's no doubts that there's a lot of resistance around that area. But I wonder whether this one's getting ready for a proper shove higher. Because if we can get into a 14 handle, then you know there is scope for 1485. And possibly 15.90, as this continues to rally.
Right. I mean, I suppose the dominant feature there is that was that massive spike in the end of June. I think presumably on the Brexit day, but the way we've held half of that or more on the retracement.
Yeah, I mean, it was the Brexit day, and the low since then has been this 30, and it took out 1310, and it's been holding that support. You know, we've had turning support around 1310, and that's been very nice. And you know, that's the key thing that suggests to me that this is still set for higher prices.
Clive Lambert, Director at FuturesDex, thank you for going through the major markets for us today.
No problems. Have a good day.
We'll be back after the break.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save